been alone with friends. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. Their intention to rule rests with the annihilation of consciousness. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Thank you for joining us. We're here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, worldwide. That's right, all across Republic Broadcasting Networks, on your satellite, your radio, your internet, over your phone. Use up those minutes. I keep telling you, it's always a big deal. I've never posted a bunch of stuff about it, but it's been in the news a lot here lately with rate changes and stuff like that from all of the major cell phone providers, as places like Walmart introduced quite some time ago, $45 unlimited supposed access to internet. All these other companies that had to come in, internet, phone, and texting, unlimited, everything supposedly. And so that's what I was talking about. Anyway, use up those unlimited minutes. And I just hadn't posted any of the stories there, but they're out there, but about these rate wars and everything. And I think a lot of it does have to do with Walmart, I know, because they were the first ones to get $45. They were the first ones to break $50. And really early on, the only ones that were doing just buy it, the cell phone, and plug the minutes in type thing. Other places were doing that, but it wasn't unlimited. Walmart had the unlimited first, or very early on, for sure. And it's caused all the other guys to come down to the $35, $40, $45, $50 range to try and compete. But the unlimited is questionable. Some of the people are complaining that it's not unlimited anymore, or that for more money you get less, or just everybody's talking about it in their phones. But you could try it. You could try to use up those unlimited minutes and push them and see how far they go. Listen to us 2 hours every day. That would take a chunk of minutes out every month. Definitely, because we're here talking about solutions and because, you know, like we always say, we know things are bad out there. And invariably, as we're talking to people, this always comes up. The big question, what do we do about it? How can I do anything about it when I'm working, or I'm taking care of my kids, or I'm taking care of my parents who are older now, and what all of these things that everybody's having to deal with? And what's the perspective for me? What do I do about it? Well, that's why we try to cover as many topics as we can and try to talk about truthful things and suss out the truth with some of these confusing things that can be going on, like this shooting. If you're trying to keep up on it, it can be confusing, for sure. We talk about survival and preparedness, and that's all a part of being aware of what's going on around you. I hinted just before we went to the break, I know I'm going to talk about this, and we're not, the last thought on this idea that I'm telling you, perspective. If the guy is at the bottom of the theater is sloped down, you're watching the movie, you don't even realize everybody's running around saying they thought it was part of the movie for the first, however long it took. So if the first thing he did when he let himself in the door that he propped open on his own and tossed these grenades, these smoke grenades up, if he tossed one to the back of the theater right away, you didn't see it, and it comes tumbling down past you as you're sitting there, you might think someone was throwing up from the top, too. So just a little perspective, and that's survival and preparedness. Be aware of your surroundings and know where you can and can't carry a gun. And I'm pretty sure that theater over there had a no-guns policy. Well, that doesn't apply to your Second Amendment. There's no such thing. You probably don't want to go around and pushing that issue in like the post office or a state building or something like that. You might find yourself getting shot by a state trooper or local sheriff or something like that. It has to come out to the call, but the local movie theater can't tell you can't take away your Second Amendment right or your state right to conceal and carry at all. It's not, go look it up for yourself and double check. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're talking solutions. We're going to jump into some more news when we get back. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. It is Monday, July 23rd, and that means that there's huge, huge news developing all over. Well, actually, it's just National Hot Dog Day. I don't know how big that is to you. Some people don't eat hot dogs. I have friends that don't eat hot dogs, and I have friends that eat crap hot dogs, the ground-up chicken lips and stuff like that. That's the nice way of putting it, I guess. You know what I mean? Yeah, chicken parts and, you know, the leftover remnants that they claim that most hot dogs are made out of. I'm a all beef, uncured, you know, high quality hot dog man myself. And so I will be celebrating eating some hot dogs and celebrating National Hot Dog Day here for dinner this evening. But until then, we're doing what we always do here on Mile High Liberty Radio, talking about some news and trying to get some perspective. Tomorrow, Adam Kokesh is on the show. That's right, tomorrow, probably right about 3:30 Mountain Time. He'll join us, and he's just going to hang out and talk with us about whatever Adam wants to talk about. We'll get his view on some things like maybe the Second Amendment. I know he's big on that. He's a former military man himself, and so he understands the Second Amendment. But does he understand it the way we all understand it? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll talk to him. Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man on the show tomorrow. It's going to be a real treat. It's going to be fun. You'll enjoy it. If you don't know Adam's work, you will enjoy it. Hopefully, hopefully language doesn't offend you, because he's a guy that he will, when it strikes him to use a word, he'll use it. There's no BS in him at all. You know, I curb my words. I push the limit, you know, but you won't catch me dropping any F-bombs, because I programmed myself a long time ago not to drop F-bombs when I turn on the microphone. Some of those other words, well, we can argue about those, but Adam is a F-bomb dropper and proud of it, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing for him and for us, and he will share it with us tomorrow. And then, of course, we still got, I've got emails out to a dozen people and phone calls to talk to different people and other phone calls I need to make to bring people in here. Eric Lawyer, Jill Stein, she's the candidate for the Green Party. Still want to try to get Gary Johnson on here. I haven't made that phone call yet. That one's a little more tricky to make, because I actually have like his number from a friend of a friend, you know, that type of thing, and is there like entrusting me with it. So I haven't actually made that leap yet, just as a nobody radio guy trying to reach out to the dude on his own personal number and stuff, just because I know somebody he knows, you know. Richard Mack, Jordan Page, the guys, Chris Emery, and the makers of Noble Lie. I've been in touch with them since last year. We talked about bringing a showing of their movie Noble Lie, which is the story, the only modern story of its type, about the false flag event that was the Oklahoma City bombing, and from the people that were there and the murders that followed, and you realize that those people that covered that up back then are the same people who are in the White House right now that control the president. You know, Eric Holder and individuals like that. And again, I'm not telling any secrets. That's mainstream media news. That's, you know, factual history. I mean, go back and look at it. You can see those people are involved. You know, I wanted to get something before we go. If you go to MileHighLibertyRadio.com and click on today's date, you'll see it there, red link under this week's stories and topics. And you see tomorrow we're talking about Adam versus the man, Adam Kokesh. If you click on today's links, you'll see some any given number of stories that I've chosen for the day. And we may or may not hit on all of those. But one thing that I wanted to talk about, because this got me kicked off. You know, we're real social media friendly. I'm live on the website right now and can literally make changes to the website as we go along, as well as the social media, Facebook, stuff like that. But in the social media universe, I got kicked off of somebody's page, supposed Liberty group, Liberty guy, something like that, that set up his own page, whatever. A big group. I don't know. It seemed like they had a large number of people in the one group that was theirs, and then there was another offshoot of theirs that I was a member of, and they booted me out of that one. And they booted me out because I called them on an image that they shared and a notion that they were sharing across the social media, and it was the image of the DIA mural out here. If you're not familiar, out here at Denver International Airport, it was built by the New World Order. And I'm not even joking. Look it up for yourself. I'm going into a specific part of it. It's built by the New World Airport Commission. Anyway, and out there is a mural, and there's actually multiple murals, at least the two in this series that I want to talk about. These guys shared this picture, and I've caught other people talking about this image and bringing this image up in the alternative media and the Liberty Movement, talking about this image. And I called these guys out, and they booted me out of their group. I called them out for posting it, because they posted the one particular image of this mural that's at Denver International Airport, that it shows this Nazi-looking trench coat, gas mask-wearing guy with a sword and a machine gun. The sword is stabbing the dove of peace, and they show all these dead children and stuff like this. And that's the image that they shared. And they talked about how this is sick, and this is a plan by the New World Order. And they never want to take into account that the artist, for one, has a whole nother mural of the same theme, which is obviously a depiction of the victory of peace. And so I got booted out, and I've heard other people talk about how this group, I've heard other talk about it in the liberty movement and the new media, us people out here doing this thing, talking about the particular mural and the death of the dove, and that's it. That's all they ever talk about. Nobody ever mentions the other mural. The other mural is, that dude's dead, he's done, the people of the nation are together, happy in peace, with their own individual cultures turning the war machines into plowshares and things to implement, to use, to farm, and generally just live in peace. They never talk about that part. You know, that's what we're all about here as far as trying to look at things from a positive side and find a positive solution as opposed to this just constant barrage of bad frickin' news that hits us all day long. Trying to find something of value. Well, here's something of value for you right there in front of all of these people, and all of these liberty people know it, and all of them know who is guilty of it. And if you're guilty of it too, sharing that picture, think about it. The other picture is there to share that one, the notion that we won, that we are winning. The revolution is happening right now. The voices that you hear in the liberty movement need your support. We all need your support in that you need to get up and start waking other people. I'm not talking about financial support and things like that, or more videos even. If that's what you want to do, by all means, absolutely. Send your money, make your videos, and get out there and do yourself, though. That's the big thing. Take control of your local media. Take control of the information that is getting out there. I know the reason that I spent the entire first hour of this show today talking about the shooter and what's gone here in Colorado is not because there was particularly new or interesting news, although a couple of new things have come out. I don't know, the mother was supposed to talk right about the time the show started, so that would have been maybe potentially interesting. But I talked about it because of the idea that we, the media, all of us can be lumped into one category of sensationalization and when talking about any given tragic event that happens anywhere in the world. How exactly are we supposed to report it? How exactly are we supposed to talk about it? We talk about it from the perspective that we know. We talk about it from what we can hopefully glean to be truth, and that includes mainstream media. Something that sent me off on this sort of little tangent of proving the media right is something that I always do all the time. Anytime somebody throws up one of these notions that the alternative media is spreading lies or hysteria or paranoia or any of these notions, I go and actually start in my own backyard, and it sure wasn't hard this time because I was following live as it was all happening and waking up to it and finding out what was going on and catching on and going out there and getting the news sources and finding this information out. Do you understand what the difference is and why? That's why I went off on this whole notion that this media out here is doing the best it can. Even these local idiots are doing the best they can given what they've got. They are programmed and are told what they're going to say. Some of them are old and have blinders on and believe what they're actually saying. And then you don't get to hear about the people that don't, that tell the truth. We're either out here telling the truth or we're not out there. There's very few guys out there that are doing like the fact check guy. What's his face? Can't think of his name off the top of my head. The Fox guy. Does all their political fact-checking and does the short videos and is obviously, it seems to me he's obviously a Ron Paul supporter. But we're just out here getting the truth and the support that we need, again, is for you to get up. Let's talk about some of these news stories. I've been tripping. The whole notion that by talking about this we're doing something wrong is just idiotic to me. What do you call mainstream media? What do you call good media? What I call good media? What somebody else calls good media? All of these things, they're important to take into account. And if you can't clarify and make your statements mean something, you should just shut up. I mean, seriously. Mile High Liberty Radio is what you're listening to. We'll be right back.
stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, we're here talking about the truth. We're talking about solutions. We're doing the best we can to fill in the gap where everybody else in the mainstream media, if you will, is missing, and we encourage you to do the same. Go out there, join the We Are Change Colorado, which is a media organization. It's not a political organization. It's not about political ideologies. It's about the truth in media. And it produces things like this show, as well as the Chertoff video that the We Are Change Colorado crew put together that's had tens of thousands of hits already here just this last week. We talked about it and shared it. Chertoff is back in the news. He's one of the people calling for gun control, basically, after this event. And a number of people did. I mentioned yesterday that there was some groups, and well, I popped some more information up there. MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date, Monday, July 23rd, and you will find a ton of links. And I'll just give you some it was an idea of what we're going to talk about, because this is a short segment. We'll try to grab one of them that I think will be short and talk about it. But some of the things that we're going to talk about. and try to squeeze in here in the remainder of the show after having spent trying to defend the media process, the learning process, the news dissemination process, and at the same time call it on its BS by that's what I set out to do on Friday to begin with, and did very successfully, and haven't been disproven yet. On all of these points that we talked about today, the amount of money spent on the weapons, the three-month-old baby being shot and killed didn't happen. In fact, it sounds like the baby, the injuries that occurred to it, if any happened to it at all, actually happened in the chaos, because it was in the dad's hands. The mom got shot in the leg, it sounded like, but they all survived the ordeal. I'm not trying to trivialize that by any means, so don't take that for that at all. It's not what it was meant to do. I mean, like I said, the cost of the weapons, the image of the Joker, I mean, there's nothing to that. If he was the Joker, why didn't he paint his face? Why wouldn't he have painted his face? He was, the guy that came in was wearing a mask. The guy that they found outside wasn't wearing one. Was it the same person under the mask? The idea that there was two, that's enough. We're done. GMO food label battle, of course. That's out of the LA Times, and we're going to jump into that when we don't have the time to do it justice at the moment. Iran to block the Strait of Hormuz. A couple of these are carryover stories that I wanted to make sure that we hit on. Congress to outlaw reporting on government corruption, and as you can see, that obviously hasn't happened yet, because they haven't charged myself with anything, and our government is corrupt, and I'll say our government is corrupt. Our government is corrupt. Our government is corrupt, especially at the federal level. Especially at the federal level. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And life is much easier to understand and live when you understand where your pain comes from. And if you can name your pain, I have a pain, and that pain's name is government. it's not about overthrowing. It's about not wanting to be a part of it, and being left to be a voluntary citizen of the state, one that can coexist if you must have your state. But when the state, you've heard, we talked about it all the time, when the state becomes too corrupt, new government data collection tool sought. I thought this was killer. PewInternet.org, so it's a Pew Research Company, or whoever those guys are. You've heard of them before. And it's their Pew Internet and their American Life Project, and they're studying people, and so is everybody else out there. And I just want to talk about this because we've talked about government collecting your data and your information and storing it all. Well, there's a few interesting things, because this idea that this data is out there and being looked at and being sought and being created and put out there creates data of its own, and there's this overload of data. This is a quote. This is from PewInternet.org, and the link is up there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. We swim in a sea of data, and the sea level is rising rapidly. Tens of millions of connected people, billions of sensors, trillions of transactions now work to create unimaginable amounts of information. An equivalent amount of data is generated by people simply going about their lives. Moving around on the internet just creates data, creating what the McKinsey Global Institute calls digital exhaust, your data left behind, data given off as a byproduct of other activities. If people weren't collecting and storing this data, there would be no need. Let's see. Activities such as internet browsing and searching, or moving around with their smartphone in their pocket. And all of this is noted, and all the information is there for you to find, including in March 2012, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP, announced a big data research and development initiative. The link is there. You can click on it. Reporting that six U.S. government agencies would spend more than $200 million to help the government better organize and analyze large volumes of digital data. The project is designed to focus on building technologies to collect, store, and manage huge quantities of data. OSTP wants to use the technology to accelerate discovery in science and engineering fields and improve national security and education, White House said. It's all true. We don't lie. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're here live every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all across Republic Broadcasting Networks, your radio, your phone, your internet, your satellites, and we're talking about solutions. We like to say we're solutions radio, not bullhorn radio. We know the bullhorn has its place, but at some point, we talked about it today, you've got to start looking for answers and solutions, and we've got to keep the information coming and knowing what's going on out there, but all of us have to work towards something, some kind of solution, conclusion, anything, because if they're the only ones that are doing things, that are manipulating things and disseminating their information, they're the ones that are going to win in this, and it's going to go down their way. And you know what their way is every time. That's the bloody way, the way where lots of people who call themselves patriots end up dead. Lots of unnecessary people in other lands unnecessarily murdered people in other lands for questionable reasons and for questionable persons over questionable events, for that matter. We talk about it, you know it all the time. Too much of that iced tea again. and sucking in all this air, talking and just running on at the mouth adds up to the occasional need to express air. All three branches of government are acting above the law. All three branches of government are acting above the law. You don't say. That came to me through the libertycrier.com. I think it's actually maybe a Lou Rockwell piece. All three branches of government are acting above the law. And is it our good buddy Judge Napolitano? Is that who wrote it? Some of these articles you'll find. Some of the times I go through and I'll read them. Other times I don't, because I want to be surprised by it too as I'm reading it to you. Sometimes the revelations that we go through, this is one of these that I didn't actually read it. I got it. I didn't realize that it was Judge Andrew Napolitano that wrote it. And he did so on Friday. And this is a really cool piece. What do we do about it? See? Uh-huh. What do I say? What do we talk about here all the time? What do I do about it? What do we do about it? Things are bad. What do we do about it? I'm working. I've got kids. I've got to feed my family. I've got to make money. I've got a job. I've got responsibilities. I've got a football game. I've got the kids' football game. I got the, you know, everything, everything. What do I do about it? Well, the greatest distinguishing factor between countries in which there is some freedom and those where authoritarian governments manage personal behavior is the rule of law. The idea that the very laws that the government, and this is about polite society, if you want to live out society, you're supposed to be able to do that too. Just don't mess with us who are in it. And vice versa. There's no reason to bother them either. The idea that the very laws that the government is charged with enforcing could restrain the government itself is uniquely Western and was accepted with near unanimity at the time of the creation of the American Republic. Without that concept underlying the exercise of government power, there's little hope for freedom. The rule of law. This is a long article. I'm just reading the first couple paragraphs to give you an idea what it's about. And this is Judge Andrew Napolitano, and I'm pretty sure it was ultimately at Reason. Okay, close enough. Lou Rockwell, Reason, all smart, trusted individuals. The rule of law is a three-legged stool on which freedom sits. The first leg requires that all laws be enacted in advance of the behavior they seek to regulate and be crafted and promulgated in public by a legitimate authority, and there are very few that actually need to be done. That's me saying that. The goal of all laws must be the preservation of individual freedom. In other words, protecting the individual's rights and not be a part of the system, to speak out against the system, to stay, to do what they want as long as they're not messing with somebody else. All these notions we always talk about. Obviously, of course, the judge would be supportive of these ideas. That's who he is. A law is not legitimate if it is written by an evil genius in secret or if it punishes behavior. So we got a whole hell of a lot of laws to throw out that was lawful when the behavior took place, or if its goal is to solidify the strength of those in power. It is also not legitimate if it was written by the president instead of Congress. All ideas that we've talked about, all ideas clearly expressed within the Constitution that didn't need clarifying to you by anyone but your own good senses, but you were told by the state that they all meant something different. All three branches of government are acting above the law. You can read the rest of that article up there and get to it by going to MileHighLibertyRadio.com, clicking on today's date. I'm just going through some stories because I haven't covered anything in almost two shows now because of this whole shooter. We'll drop one more on him because this is going to be interesting. What can you do here? If he's programmed, does he deserve to die? If he's overtly programmed, shouldn't the people who programmed him, even covertly programmed, shouldn't the people who did it be guilty? Arapahoe County, that's here in Colorado, out there, Aurora, where this happened, that's Arapahoe County. A Colorado prosecutor says the suspect in the mass shooting at a midnight Batman film screening could face the death penalty. Do 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 do. 18th Judicial, that's the court that I wrote and talked to you about the time that I told the judge that I wouldn't hold with his judgment, and that if he didn't reverse his judgment and change it, that I was going to go see about having his job. And that was really cool. I got a call the day after. I would expect that the letter had been read by the judge, which would be the next day, because I turned it in the court myself. in person directly to the clerk, and got a call from the prosecuting attorney the next day. Said we're dropping all the charges. You're absolutely right. We took care of that. It's not a problem. It's amazing when you show them the law and tell them the truth. I watched that judge walk up there, and I don't know, man, wouldn't it be crazy if it's the same judge? This judge is known in this state as, I had to check the judge's name out on this, the guy who was doing this, and where the courtroom was exactly and what it was. This judge from the 18th is known around here as a renegade that likes to come up with his own theories about the law, I guess. And it was funny because I found that out after telling him that I didn't think his judgment was worth squat. American, I don't suggest you do that unless you know what the hell you're talking about. I don't suggest you talk to the law, any of them, those people in authority at all, unless you know what you're talking about. And generally do it in writing and copy it to their bosses, copy it to whoever controls them. With government, that's easy. There's always somebody above somebody until you get to the last somebody at the top. And then even then, there's somebody above him. And we talk to them all the time. They're the ones that are losing this fight that is now that we talk about. The revolution is going on right now. The voices of dissent that you hear right now are the voices of dissent against the criminal government that was overtaxing, overregulating, overcontrolling, stealing from the people every last bit of their substance, as I believe is in the document itself, the word substance. MileHighLibertyRadio.com on today's date. America in decline, say foreign leaders. That was interesting. This was the Australian foreign minister himself talking to Mitt Romney, I guess. I guess that's the one to bump up Mitt on his twits. There's another story up there about him on Twitter. Mitt's twits are having fits. Excuse me. And that's about how most of Mitt Romney's Twitter followers are actually fake. And how he capitalized on this particular event of last Friday to by Saturday more than four times or something like six to eight times, something like that, depending on the numbers you were looking at of the normal followers, just because of his comments on the tragedy here in Colorado, apparently. But then other percentages have shown that as much as like 46% or something like that of his Twitter audience is actually fake. And you've heard other Liberty People's Media voices talk about things like that, where they have, you know, like feedback on their websites or something like that, and that they've taken and done trace routes on the IP addresses, and they don't hide this stuff. They don't care because they assume you're not going to believe them when they say this, that there's people actually purposely out there trolling the internet, putting out this disinformation, and sometimes from the highest places of our government, or it would appear so. They're at least routed through what appear to be government servers. I mean, all of that stuff is fake. If anybody ever tries to convict you of a crime based on something that you searched or something that you may have seen on your computer, just stand up in the court and say, where's the person that saw me sitting at the computer looking at that? Which one of you in this audience, which one of you in this theater, which one of you in this jury, which judge, which one of you prosecutors, which one of you is going to stand up right now and tell me that it was me sitting in front of that computer? Unless you can put me in front of that computer, it's fake. All of it's fake on the internet. All the trace routes, everything, it's all fake until you know that it's not fake. You know? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about all of it's fake. All the logs can be faked. All the dates can be changed. It's all digital. That's why they want to turn all the books digital. That's why they want to block out, you know, that's why they want to maintain control of the places like YouTube where the information to the masses is disseminated. It's one thing for me to be here talking to tens of thousands of people around the world versus the tens or even fives of millions of people that might likely find themselves even more when you're talking about the internet when it comes to some of these disinformation pieces and all the controlled central media. Yeah, that America in Decline article, that's where I dropped off before I went on with Mitt, because it was about Mitt, and it was the Australian foreign minister that was talking to Mitt Romney about that, and it's just a little bit of politics, but it shows, it's the truth. I mean, if you were to take and look around the world, I think it's a safe bet that you can say that America is seen in decline, and every nation is right now, except for a few. There are a few that are managing to hang on, but everything really worldwide is in decline right now, and it's all because of the fake money. And you know, we talk about that a lot, and you know, I won't go into it now because I want to talk about a few more of these things in relation to the story from Friday, of course, entertainment section of MSNBC and movie theater security. And the very first thing I did, and I mean, there's no reason to call me sick about this or anything. I mean, our hearts go out to the individuals and the people who are actually affected by this event. For the rest of us, we have to continue to disseminate the truth and continue to make sure that we're doing what we have to do. Our lives don't stop because of those events over there. We care. We show how we care by talking about the truth and talking about the solutions. That's what we do. Security at movie theaters comes into focus in wake of shootings, and what I was saying was the first thing that I did. Or, you know, it had already been many hours already after I'd been doing my research and stuff, but I grabbed one of those TSA meme pictures that shows the TSA agent there strapping on the blue gloves, getting ready to feel you up, and I just added my own little bit of text onto that generic free domain picture there that said I didn't want to see the previews anyway, and of course alluding to the idea that the next thing we're going to see is these TSA agents show up in our movie theaters. We've already discussed this. We've gone through and proved that they exist, that they are out on the highways. They out, you know, maybe not your highway, maybe not yet. But they have been out there. They are planning it. They work with private businesses. We've discussed all of these things with their own documents. By Courtney Hazlett, NBC News, updated 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's back on when? 9:20 Eastern Time. Can't been today because it's not that late yet. Questions about security at the nation's movie theaters arose Friday in the wake of Colorado. This is probably Saturday. In the wake of Aurora, Colorado shootings that left 12 dead and 58 injured in the midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. You're very familiar with the story. Spokesperson for the National Association of Theater Owners, the organization that includes more than 30,000 movie screens across the country, said that it would ultimately be up to individual theater companies to make decisions about new or permanent security policies. Hey, let me tell you right now, in your theater, make it known that carrying a weapon is fine with you, and that it is great if the people in the audience are able to stand up and defend themselves from psychos who do not kick in the back door, who come in, buy a ticket, and sit down and watch the movie, and then open up the back door quietly while everybody's engrossed in the movie, and slip out, leaving it open, and come back in, and shoot them before they have a chance to, you know, do it. Institute open carry policies in all of your theaters. At this moment, we're just responding to what happened. Don't invite the TSA in. You don't want to do it. It's a massive, come on. It's a massive cluster of just nastiness, the TSA. Do a little bit of historical research on other fully authoritarian groups like this that, you know, they're not authorized powers, they're not police officers, they're not sworn in, anything like that. They're just a group of people who believe they've been given some power that they haven't in a lot of cases. Don't invite them into your movie theaters. At this moment, we're just responding to what happened. We'll be talking to our members, and it's up to individual members, NATOs, not NATO. Gary Klein told the NBC News, at this time, we're extending our prayers to the families and victims and waiting more information, just like the rest of us are. We know that's there. In the meantime, NATO says that members are working closely with local law enforcement agencies and reviewing procedures. Cinemark Holdings, which owns the Century 16 movie theaters where the shootings took place, issued a statement which expresses gratitude towards local law enforcement, who normally would have been there, should have been there, but, quote, from authorities themselves, were not there. We discussed this. It's all on record. But no specifics about security changes. Cinemark is deeply saddened about this tragic incident, and they go on to talk about how they have undercover security and stuff like that, and that you can never tell, that they follow security procedures of any normal business that might experience not maybe the madness that happened on Friday, but, you know, people pulling out a gun. It's not uncommon for people to pull out a gun and pop a cap in the screen's ass just because they were enjoying the movie. It's happened before. Look it up. It's happened before, I assure you. The red hair thing about the Joker, I talked about that. There was a story, and that was really the first story. It was out of RT. I suppose I could have dug deeper and found one that came out before that, but that showed me a picture of the red hair. I hadn't seen it yet until I saw RT's. That doesn't mean theirs was first. Aurora Theater shooting timeline. That just gives it looked like a really comprehensive timeline. It even says it is. I didn't look at it. It's on Reddit. And I believe just created by an individual has been able to piece it together. It looked solid. It looked really solid, in fact. I don't know. I even shared some information last week when it was all going on, because they released the 911, the emergency response and police response as they were communicating back and forth with dispatch. They released that all mashed together. I split it apart and shared it with the world. We're about to close up the show. We're coming back in just a minute on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up of being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are: incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're here every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, live broadcasting all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Networks. And we're talking about solutions, and we're talking about the truth, and we're talking about what the real media does out here, not what the program, the story was handed to them via the AP or Reuters or some other thing like that. Yeah, I'm up here giving you links to places like AP. I tell you very clearly when it's an AP story, if it's a generic story, because that's control. That's the heart of controlled media right there. The AP and the Reuters, those are large information services that all of the local, everywhere, news media takes in, as far as for, you know, Western world type stuff, for sure. And I know, I've worked in radio for a lot of years, and in television as well a little bit, and I've seen it, I've watched it, I've been in front of the teleprompters before, I've helped produce the news, and I've directed from the floor, and I've been behind the camera, and I've been in front of the camera, and I've seen every single aspect of this, how it is controlled and manipulated, and the people that you see on the screen talking to you when it comes to these, particularly the people at night, they're just repeating stories that they've been told. You know, when they do their own story, because it's a local story and it's big, it's boom, it's their biggest story, and they spend a whole bunch of time on it, and every station has their investigative reporter teams and all that. So you know when it's something that's not just your regular program stuff, because it actually relates. The rest of this stuff, they don't even pay attention on local news. The local half-hour news program just throws you the weather and a little bit of commentary about the life where you live and some things that are going on, a little bit of commentary, you know, like 30 seconds of a bit on something that happened in the world, and then them running on for another 30 seconds or a minute, and then moving on to the next story. And if you're lucky, you get at least the program story out of it, as opposed to just the non-informed, completely useless, just talking head, reading it off the screen response. The Syria will use chemical bioweapons. I had to get this story in there before we go. We got about a minute left in the show. Syria will use chemical bioweapons. Them sounds like fighting words. That's how I put it. And it does. To me, that sounds to me like a call for intervention. If you're paying attention to Libya and to what happens in these other places around the world, there's another story about maybe there was air support and helicopter support, you know, the kind that America might provide, going on in Syria now. And there was another story, it's on here too, about just this whole buildup, and that's the story that I mentioned earlier when we started talking about the news, is Iran to block the Strait of Hormuz. Those and many, many other links, including more links on all I mentioned about all, you know, Democrats not taking full advantage of Colorado mass murders to promote gun control. And that's not me saying that. That's my paraphrasing of Bill Kristol talking about that. And he's supposed to be a right-wing guy, isn't he? And so you can't trust any of these guys when you find them up there as the main talking heads. You got to take every piece by piece bit. There's a ton of information about the call for gun grab from all sorts of places, including right here in Colorado. Yeah, that's right. Our own Ed Perlmutter said over the weekend, you know, we should just reinstate the assault weapons ban. I think we should, and I think that's where it starts. He had more to say about it than that. You've been listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be back tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. Thank you so much. We love you. We'll see you then. Oh, Adam Kokesh on the show tomorrow. Adam versus the man. Tomorrow. No hype. No more me pumping it up. He's here tomorrow.
When the collapse comes, are you going to be fortified with the basics for building the society God wants? Do you know how to implement His plan for order in the world? If not, you need to join 10 prominent scholars, writers, and experts.